Crown response to the Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse in Care. Overview and upcoming decisions. Office of the Minister responsible for the Crown response to the Abuse in Care Inquiry. Cabinet Social Outcomes Committee. Producers note: this document shows the New Zealand Government coat of arms and the logo of the Crown response to the Abuse in Care Inquiry. Mā whakarongo me ako kahuri te tai. Listen and learn to create change. Listening, learning, changing. This document was produced as a single audio file using synthetic speech, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, on the 23rd of July 2024. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. With synthetic speech, all care is taken to ensure good pronunciation, including words in Te Reo Māori, but some pronunciation limitations are still unavoidable. End of producer's note. Crown response to the Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse in Care. Overview and upcoming decisions. Office of the Minister responsible for the Crown response to the Abuse in Care Inquiry. Cabinet Social Outcomes Committee. This is a summary of a Cabinet paper from the Minister responsible for the Crown response to the Abuse in Care Inquiry, Minister Erica Stanford. The Cabinet paper provides an overview of the Crown response work program and Cabinet decisions needed to support the program. It also seeks Cabinet agreement to establish a joint ministerial group to help drive and coordinate the Crown's response to the Abuse in Care Royal Commission of Inquiry and seeks agreement that planning of a public apology progresses. You can see the full Cabinet paper and other alternate formats here. Releases of information, Crown response to the Abuse in Care Inquiry, producers note, the URL is given in parentheses as abuseinquiryresponse.govt.nz, end of producers note. Summary: the work on a public apology and accompanying tangible actions, new redress system, and response to the recommendations in the final report will cover a range of ministerial portfolios. Collaboration and commitment across the Crown will be needed to ensure an effective response which delivers genuine change for survivors and for children, young people and vulnerable adults. Public apology. A public apology by the Prime Minister and Governor-General was recommended in the Redress Report and is a key part of the Crown's response to the Royal Commission. I, Minister Erica Stanford, am seeking agreement from Cabinet that the planning for a public apology progresses, with the intention for an apology event after the release of the Royal Commission report. An apology cannot be delivered until at least 3 months after the release of the final report. If Cabinet agrees to an extension, the earliest the apology could be delivered would be towards the end of 2024. New redress system. The Royal Commission also recommended the establishment of a new redress system to replace existing settlement-based agency claims processes. I have received proposals from a ministerially appointed design group, comprised primarily of survivors, for the design of a new redress system. I, Minister Erica Stanford, am currently considering these high-level proposals and intend to return to Cabinet with a series of papers through to August 2024 with options for progressing decisions on the design of a redress system. A staged decision-making approach to redress development will enable Cabinet to make informed choices on complex issues while also recognizing that the work needs to continue at pace to help give survivors certainty about future redress. Establishment of a ministerial group to help drive the Crown's response to the Royal Commission. I, Minister Erica Stanford, propose to establish a ministerial group to help drive and coordinate the Crown's response to the Royal Commission. I, Minister Erica Stanford, propose the group would be chaired by myself as Minister responsible for the Crown response to the Abuse in Care Inquiry and membership would include ministers whose work relates to the care and redress systems. Recommendations. It is recommended that the committee A. Note the Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse in Care commenced in 2018 and is concluding with the release of its final report, due on the 28th of March 2024. B. Note the Minister of Internal Affairs is seeking Cabinet agreement to the extension of the Royal Commission's final reporting timeframe to June 2024. C. Note that it will be a significant report and will contain details of abuse of children, young people and vulnerable adults across a wide range of state and non-state care settings, as well as recommendations for change that will impact a number of state agencies. D. Note I will bring options for Cabinet decisions on the direction of the Crown response to the report following its release. E. Note the Royal Commission has released 5 interim reports, including a report recommending wholesale changes to the way redress is provided to survivors of abuse in care and the delivery of a public apology to abuse survivors. F. Note the Crown Response Unit has begun preparation work on a public apology. G. Agree for the delivery of the public apology as soon as is practicable after the release of the final report. H. Note that, if Cabinet agrees to a public apology later in 2024, I will return to Cabinet for decisions on the content of the apology. I. Note I will return to Cabinet for decisions on proposals for a new redress system for survivors through a series of papers through to August 2024. J. Note the Crown response has a significant work program over 2024 that could benefit from a focused ministerial group. K. Note that membership of the ministerial group would consist of the Minister of Health and Minister for Pacific Peoples, Minister of Justice, Minister for Social Development and Employment, Minister of Corrections and Minister of Police, Minister for Māori Development, Minister for ACC, Minister for Mental Health and Minister for Youth, Minister for Disability Issues and Minister for Children and Minister for the Prevention of Family and Sexual Violence. L. Endorse the establishment of a Crown Response to the Abuse in Care Inquiry Ministerial Group to assist in overseeing the Crown's response to the findings and recommendations of the Royal Commission, and M. Authorise myself as the Minister responsible for the Crown Response to the Abuse in Care Inquiry as Chair of the Crown Response to the Abuse in Care Inquiry Ministerial Group. Hon. Erica Stanford, Minister responsible for the Crown Response to the Abuse in Care Inquiry. Producer's Note: this audio version of this document was produced on the 23rd of July 2024 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 10050. Phone 09-320-4173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This audio production of this document is intended primarily for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.